Hello, everyone. My name is Malaysia Cooper, and I'm a sixth grader at Academy Prep. I love ballroom dancing, cheerleading, and especially math, because it's like solving a puzzle, and that's really fun. One day, I want to be a dermatologist so I can help people feel confident in their own skin. I'm excited and so proud because I have the great honor of introducing someone who is not only an incredible community leader, but someone who is very close to my heart. She is my role model, my inspiration, and my grandmother, Miss Tawana Monroe.
No, Muncie, not yet, not yet. Muncie.
I'm so lucky to call her grandma, but others know her as the founder and leader of Infinite Potential Learning Academy, a school she started in Southside St. Pete, just blocks away from Academy Prep, and from where she was born off the deuces. Ms. Monroe first learned about Academy Prep more than 25 years ago when she interned here. Today, she says she has her dream job where she gets to meet kind and compassionate people who care about our community as much as she does. When she's not changing lives, she loves scrapbooking and spending time with our beautiful family, which she says is the real definition of success. Being close with your loved ones, having strong character, and always being respectful and responsible. She definitely reminds me of that last part a lot. Please help me give a big warm welcome to someone who pours love, leadership, and learning into everything she does, my amazing grandmother, Ms. Tawana Monroe.
To look out into an audience full of many fabulous females. So I would like to say, give a round of applause to yourselves because you look extraordinary from where I stand. First, I'd like to give a special thank you to Academy Prep for creating this space for discovery, learning, confidence, and purpose. I applaud you every day. Not just for the tireless work that you do, but for so many people who you pour into that makes not just today possible, but every day possible. So thank you, Academy Prep. Now to the other fabulous females who I stand alongside of today, I applaud you for the important work that you do, not only in St. Pete, but what I've read all throughout the United States. So I applaud you, and I am pleased to stand alongside of you today. Now to my family, I'm gonna take a page out of Lauren's playbook. I need my family at table 3 and table 25, if you could please stand. I have my son who gave up seats so that I can get everybody in here today. So I would like to say thank you. Thank you and thank you for just standing alongside of me, in front of me, next to me, and pushing me, Mom and Corey, for this work that we do every day. Trust me, it is not unrecognized. It is so appreciated, but necessary in order for us to continue our kids on a great path and to leave a wonderful legacy. So thank you. Today I stand before you not only as a black woman, but as a mother, a grandmother, and an advocate for every child who has ever felt overlooked, underestimated, or unheard. I think back in 2003, when I had the privilege of interning at Academy Prep, when I taught those fifth grade black girls, I saw something extraordinary in each and every one of them. They were leaders in bloom, change makers in motion, a voice to power that can move mountains. And I look forward to seeing their futures. Because the truth is, too many young children across all backgrounds are left behind. Over 70% of Hispanic children and 80% of black children can't read or do math at grade level by fourth grade and eighth grade. Poverty rates among African American children are 4 times higher than those of white children. These numbers aren't just statistics, they're a call to action. Marian Edelman once said, the greatest threat to America's national and economic security does not come from any enemy without, but from our failure to invest in and educate all children. And she was right. But it isn't just about policies or programs. It's about the choices we get to make every single day. We get to make a difference in the lives of young people. Representation does matter. Resources matters. But access to these same opportunities really do matter. And to the young ladies here today, all throughout this room, you are not waiting for your moment. You are the moment. Your voice, your passion, and perspective are invaluable. You don't have to wait to be invited to a table. Build your own and bring your whole self. Trust me, they'll come alongside of you and push you the same way they have with you. Now let's put our boots to the ground and walk with purpose, with pride, and an unshakable belief that when we lift one another, we all rise together. So thank you for this time. Happy Mother's Day to all the fabulous moms in the audience. And again, thank you to Academy of Prep for being the lighthouse for our youth and the foundation to our future. Thank you.